When you hear the word good, it has a lot of different meanings in our culture. People will ask you, how do you feel? Good. You know, how was the movie? Good. How was dinner? Good. So what does it mean for Jesus to be a good shepherd? Well, he uses this analogy, and then kind of an anti-analogy with the hireling in the gospel this evening, to point out that the good shepherd is three things. Number one, a good shepherd takes ownership. Number two, a good shepherd cares for the sheep. And number three, a good shepherd protects them. And this is true not only of the good shepherd, but those who follow him. You see, we are all a priestly people. You've probably at least heard that term before. When you were baptized and anointed with chrism, you were baptized into the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Meaning you, lay people who sit in the pew, and I, being an ordained priest, and the Pope, and everybody in between, we participate in this priestly role of Jesus Christ, and indeed, in this role as Good Shepherd. So what does it mean for each of us to be good shepherds? Well, number one, it means that we must take ownership. I remember during my next to last year in seminary, I loaned some seminarians, younger seminarians, my car. It had been snowing outside, and they were driving down towards D.C. to pick up some stuff for a retreat that we were giving. And next thing I know, I get a call saying, we've been in an accident. My car was less than a year old at that point. It annoyed me. Why does it annoy us when somebody wrecks our car? Because we feel like maybe they weren't taking care of it as good as I would take care of it, right? Did they really have a sense of ownership? Or were they just borrowing it, like this hireling in the gospel? Jesus feels that way about you. He doesn't just feel like, yeah, these people have been entrusted to me, but they're really yours, Father. He takes ownership of you. He feels like you are his very own creation. Your pastor feels that way about you. You should feel that way about each other. The people sitting around you, whether you know them or not, God has put you here for a reason at Christ the King Church. Maybe even just for tonight. Do you take ownership of that? What or who has God charged you with ownership of? Number two, a good shepherd cares for his sheep. And not just the good ones. Those are the ones that are easy to care for, but the lost ones too. You know, a lot of people come to church, various churches in society, and they say, well, you know, there's a bunch of holy people there, and maybe I really don't belong there. And yet, when you look at the history of the church, the history of the church is made up of a bunch of sinners, a bunch of broken people who made bad decisions. I mean, just chief among them, Peter, the first pope, denying Christ. When Jesus first encounters Christ, he says to him, you know, we've been fishing all night. Kind of like, you don't know what you're talking about. St. Augustine, who for years lived in the sin of fornication. And his mother praying for him every year for his conversion. St. Francis living a life of luxury and partying before his conversion. Jesus doesn't just love saints. Jesus loves sinners too. Who did he go and eat with? Jesus doesn't just care about people who go to church or people who are holy or people who have it together. Jesus cares about you too. Psalm 55:22 says this, "Give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you." I don't know about you, but when I was thinking, praying this afternoon about the idea that Jesus cares for me, it really, I don't know, struck me to the core, because a lot of times we think about what we have to do to be holy or good or to care for others, but we don't stop to think that we're first cared for. Your priest even cares about you. It can be a temptation, no matter what parish you're from, it can be a temptation to think that maybe the priest only cares about those who have money or those who go to the school, or he only cares about the facilities. Sometimes we don't see what's going on behind the scenes. The hours of sleeplessness that the priest spends caring for the widows and the single mothers and the poor, and those who have died. What or who do you care for? And is that a group of people you've decided, is there a group of people you decided, well, I don't know that I really care for them? Maybe it's the president or Democrats or homosexuals or the Muslims. Jesus didn't draw any lines. He cares for all. Thirdly, a shepherd defends and protects. Speaking of Muslims, I was reading an article online today about a celebrity who was in New York on 9/11 when the attacks occurred. And he had grown up and at one point in his life was a firefighter in New York. And so on that day, instead of using his celebrity status in some way or getting out of town, he ran down to his old fire station and put on the fireman's suit and went and helped out. And only years later did people find out who this guy was. They thought he was just another firefighter, but he was actually a celebrity down there helping out with the firefighters. Didn't call any attention to himself. I know many of you remember where you were on that day, as I do. And you remember, I remember looking up into the night sky that night. There were no planes in the sky. They'd all been grounded. First time I can ever remember that happening or ever happening since. And our country decided to respond by taking a proactive measure to defend and protect itself. But you know what? Since then, since September 11th, how many times has somebody tried to attack the U.S. and some guy who's doing his job with the FBI or Homeland Security or the CIA or even those rotten people at the TSA who make our lives miserable, how many of them have done their job so as to protect and defend us and we never saw it? You hear stories every once in a while, right, about some of the attacks that have been thwarted. I wonder, you know, 20 years from now when a lot of those records are like made publicly available, will we be like, wow, I can't believe that almost happened? You see, sometimes we don't see the protection and we don't see the defense that God is also giving us. We even pray in the Our Father, deliver us from evil, don't we? We're asking God to protect us from evil. How many times does Satan lob an attack at us and Jesus puts up the shield and defends us and we never know the difference? Satan is going after you all day long. He wants you to go to hell. And I know some of you experience that attack. You feel the attack of Satan, and you call upon God to defend you. Others of us, a lot of times we go through our day saying, I feel pretty close to God. We should get down on our knees and thank God for that because he has protected you. You're not holier. God doesn't like you more. He's given you a special grace by defending you. We must do the same. What or who do you need to defend or protect? You see, being a good shepherd is also a lesson in stewardship, because a good steward takes ownership. A good steward cares about others and what they can give, not what they themselves can get. A good steward defends and protects, whether it's unborn life or the reputation of another or the Catholic faith. You see, this act of being a good shepherd is, at its core, an act of good stewardship. God has given me these sheep to care for. I am going to do my best to go after everyone and bring them safely to their destination. That's how God feels about his church, and that's how God feels about you. In our gospel today, Jesus says that there are these hirelings out there who really don't take ownership. They don't care and they don't protect. And Jesus is calling out the Jewish leadership, the scribes and Pharisees, for not being good stewards of God's people. But he's not just calling into question the scribes and Pharisees 2,000 years ago. He's calling into question for us. You are a priestly people, a pastoral people. Do you take ownership of your faith, of your body, soul, and conscience, of your parish and church? Do you care for your faith? Take care of your faith. Do you take care of your body, soul, and conscience? Do you take care of your parish church? Do you protect and defend your faith? Do you protect and defend your body, soul, and conscience? Do you protect and defend your parish church? You are a priestly people, a pastoral people. Take ownership, take care, defend and protect.